Hi, my name is Mariella Buchan. My partners are Wanron Cho and Scott Fisher. We've created a digital system that interfaces the movements of a human body to the movements of an airplane in flight. We've created a smart flight vest that detects the movements of the horizontal and vertical tilt of a person's upper body, and it translates that into the physics of an airplane in pitch and roll. The devices we use to measure the movements are gyros from analog devices, and we've taken the output from this, a digital output, and we've sent it to the FPGA lab kit, which then is going to send signals to a physics module that will do the calculations for sending output to the monitor. Scott is going to talk about the physics of the airplane.
Okay, for an airplane, there are four main forces, lift, drag, weight, and thrust, and these are combined vectorially. They depend on the pitch and roll of the airplane. So thrust and weight are always in the direction of the plane. The plane is flying in, the lift is always perpendicular to the plane, and weight is always down. And these combine as the plane moves. There's sine and cosine relationships between all of the vectors and the vector values. And so these combine to give us our speed, our altitude, how fast we're going up and down, our ascent rate, and some other values that make up a physics simulation. And then Wanron can talk about the display.
Hi, my name is Wanron Cho, and I was responsible for the display part of the user interface. And these two bars represent the throttle, and the throttle here is actually made of a potentiometer. And as you can see, the more throttle or power you give into the system, the more green there is on the screen. And if you decrease the throttle or the power, there's more red. And this here is called the attitude indicator, and the blue represents the sky, and the brown represents the earth. And depending on how you tilt from left to right, this line here will tilt. And depending on how much you tilt this way, which is vertical, this line moves up and down. And we're sort of trying to mimic how a real plane would react to movements. And so there are actually two lines. So if you roll over, you'll see the sky below you and the earth above you. And these characters are generated by looking up characters in the ROM. So we're rendering them as we meet them. And these numbers are also rendered as we meet them. And this compass will show you which way you're heading, north, south, east, or west. And now Scott Fisher will demonstrate how you fly the plane, and hopefully the plane will go into crash mode and the screen will show game over screen.
Alright, so it's on autopilot now. We'll go ahead and kind of take that off so we can move around. I guess we'll show you a couple things. Here's just kind of moving a little bit and banking a little bit. Alright, so go up. And then if we're kind of perpendicular with the ground, and then we pull up, you can see the compass was rotating a little bit. That's if you pull up and you go around, you're changing directions. So now if we go straight up, let's see if I can do a loop. There we go, kind of. That was the second line there. They're representing if you're upside down. Now we're doing a lot of them, kind of spinning a little bit out of control, but it's semi-realistic. So let's see if we can. Let's see, where'd the ground go? Alright. Let's see if we can go down and just kind of crash and go into game over crash mode. So we're at 2,000 feet, descending fairly fast. We'll be there in a little bit. There we go. We got a little too low. So that's game over.